It's pretty good. Pretty good. Taking a lot of physical reps and mental reps. I mean, trying to get prepared for this season.
Just going to the camp, and they drafted the Sultana draft, and yeah, you kind of late. Do you feel like you're behind at all? Or?
Behind? You know, of course, behind the guys that got drafted in earlier and came in during the spring and stuff like that. But I feel like I caught up pretty well with them, and as far as getting the new plays in, getting acclimated to the offense, I'm learning pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Dan was talking about bump and run and how you might not be particularly accustomed to that in coming out of college. Talk a little bit about the what your thoughts are and what you need to concentrate on in terms of adjusting to that.
To the bump and run, I mean, you don't really get a lot of it in college. You do get some of it, but, I mean, for the most part, I knew coming into the NFL, that's what everybody does, and I've been working on it, practicing it all summer. And I feel as though I'm ready for it. Any team we play against, any cornerback I face, I should be able to get open.
What do you see as the adjustment? What are you working on before you get into the preseason games that you know you have to clean up on personally before you get to that point?
Clean up? I mean, just being more precise on routes, the way that the coaches want us to run them here specifically, and making sure I'm conditioned at the end of camp and be able to go full speed.
How does that condition feel right now?
It feels good. Feels good, yeah. Second day out here. First day with the vets and stuff. I mean, it definitely feels good. Not too far behind.
You said a couple days ago that Utah, you basically just ran scout team that 1 year. Mm-hmm. They had some elements of West Coast in their own offense at the time, didn't they?
They did. Coach Chow implemented a lot of his West Coast, his schemes from when he was at Tennessee and UCLA. So we played a lot of them.
Do you feel you bring mental conception of what they want to do here already?
I think I do. I mean, most of the terminology I already picked up on or already knew from, like, past just football experience. So it's not too hard as a wide receiver just knowing what to do.
And, you and Hayden seem to be going up on occasion. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. I mean, it's a great way to practice against one of the best DBs in the country in our league. It's definitely an advantage to me and every wide receiver that we have to go against them.
Are you able to be as aggressive as you want to be out there yet, or are you still kind of settling in?
I feel as though I'd love to be the aggressor on offense. I don't want to give the DB or the defense any chance to try to have the advantage over me. So I definitely go out and aggress first. Yeah.
Josh, early on when you made a catch, people reacted to it. Did you hear that? And what do you think of that? You haven't played football in
It was
years,
different. It was different. That being we were at practice, totally different. But, I mean, I was glad to see it. It felt welcoming. You know, it felt like a place I definitely want to call home. I mean, the fans out here, I just love the support and the fact that they came out and to watch us.
Josh,